While Australia continues to battle record-smashing heat, spare a thought for cities across America's Midwest, which are frozen solid. So far, 8 people have died in the freezing temperatures, with parts of the United States now colder than the North Pole and Antarctica. The big chill is being blamed on what's known as the polar vortex, forcing temperatures to dip as low as minus 40 in the Midwest, conditions that can lead to frostbite within minutes. John Allen is Assistant Professor of Meteorology at Central Michigan University. John Allen, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
You're in Michigan, where temperatures this week have fallen to minus 20 degrees, as I understand it. Can you describe for us what that feels like, how cold that is there?
It's not very pleasant to be outside for very long at all, particularly if it's windy. That's the sort of conditions where you can see frostbite within 5 to 15 minutes. So exposed skin, you basically lose all feeling. It becomes numb. And when you come inside, it tends to burn afterwards. Hopefully you don't stay out long enough to end up with frostbite, though, because that's rather permanent.
Yeah, well, some people are staying out long enough for that. And as you say, that can only take 5 minutes if you're unlucky. And in fact, I think there's been another death, another person discovered. This is a student in Iowa found dead outside a college building. Don't know the circumstances of that. But this is a health emergency, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a significant risk, and that's actually led to the closure of a large number of universities around the Midwest. My own university closed for the past 2 days due to these wind chills to stop students walking between buildings, if at all possible, because we don't want them to be in a situation where they're exposed to these frostbites. Out west, the temperatures have even been worse. I mean, we've been had wind chills as low as minus 65, and actual temperatures during last night, we saw a few records set in Illinois and Iowa with temperatures as low as minus 38 Fahrenheit or about minus 40 Celsius. So
that is colder than Antarctica, isn't it?
Certainly at the moment. We expect that, of course, because it's the winter in the northern hemisphere as compared to the southern hemisphere, where it's a bit warmer. But it's certainly cold even for the Midwest.
Can we put it in context where you are, John, in Michigan, minus 20? What would it, you know, how unusual is a temperature like that for you? What does it normally get down to in winter?
In winter, we typically see maybe an event like this, maybe once every year, maybe this is on the high, maybe a little on the low side for temperatures. But typically, you know, we would commonly see days where a high temperature might just sneak above 0 Fahrenheit or about minus 17 degrees Celsius. So, and maybe lows in the minus 10 Fahrenheit region. So about the coldest temperature that's ever been experienced in Australia, which occurred at Charlotte's Pass.
Okay. Thank you for that. It's being blamed on the polar vortex, this extreme drop in temperatures. What is a polar vortex, John?
So it's kind of interesting that this term has sort of appeared more regularly in the media. The polar vortex is something we actually see every winter. It's an area of cold air that is entrapped by the jet stream, which is a current of air that moves around the upper latitude, the upper altitudes of the atmosphere. So what happens is basically because we don't get sun for much of the winter over the Arctic, so about 50 days of the year, they don't get any sunlight. That leads to extreme cooling occurring. You build this reservoir of cold subsiding air. And what happens is that as the jet stream weakens, we get these lobes of ridges and troughs. And one of those troughs starts to dip southwards over a continent. That's when we see this basically visitation of the polar vortex. Okay, so we actually see the cold air after a low pressure system moves southwards. So we had a snow system on Monday that led to around about 12 inches of snow through here and parts further west. And then behind that polar vortex, we had the air moving southwards rather rapidly from the polar regions, and that's what's allowed it to stay so cold. So we've actually seen air temperatures around about minus 30 for much of the Midwest, and then on top of that, there's been fairly strong winds. And wind chill is the concept that basically the warm air that surrounds our skin, sort of keeps us nice and warm, is displaced by that cold air rushing past our skin. The evaporation becomes extremely efficient. And so we cool down very quickly. In fact, in the matter of, 15 minutes and even a temperature of only about -5, you can see a drop in the skin temperature of something on the order of about 10 degrees Celsius. So right. It's a very pronounced drop very rapidly.
It's 16.
So this pole of... Go on.
No, you go, John.
And so the polar vortex is something we actually see somewhat regularly. We've seen a similar sort of feature in 2014. We had some similar record temperatures being broken in parts of the country. So it's not certainly unprecedented to see colds like this, and we're actually nowhere near the record colds for Michigan. The record cold for Michigan, I think, is minus 50 Fahrenheit, so about minus 44 Celsius. So we're not quite that cold, and that's partially because the lake's been insulating us against the cold temperatures to the west.
You're listening to Breakfast at 6:17. Our guest is John Allen. He's a meteorologist, as you can hear, and climate scientist at Central Michigan University. If it's not record breaking, if it's happened before, where does that place the notion that this weather could be linked to climate change? What's your view on that? There are some suggestions that climate change and a warming planet is making the polar vortex stretch down further into major cities.
So the jet stream that sort of ensconces that cold air towards the top of the planet is set up by temperature contrast. So the temperature contrast by the mid-latitudes compared to the polar regions. Now, as the polar regions warm, that contrast starts to weaken. And so the theory there is that perhaps you're going to get a more wavy jet stream associated with it, which would mean that there are more excursions of the polar vortex to the mid-latitude regions like the Midwest. Now, there's some other studies out there that say, this effect isn't quite perhaps as a certain tied to climate change. We've been seeing these sort of excursions for a long period of time. I mean, the first descriptions of this are as early as about 1890. There's certainly precedent for having cold air excursions over the Midwest. You know, it's not unusual to have those frozen conditions.
Well, the president is poo-pooing the idea. Donald Trump has tweeted about the big freeze, questioning how climate change could really be warming the planet if the weather in the Midwest is so abnormally cold. What's your response to that statement?
One of the problems there is we're talking about a in-my-backyard problem, okay? So if it's cold in one location, that does not necessarily characterize what's going on all the way around our planet. If the planet shows a long-term warming trend, remember, we're talking about weather here, the day-to-day variability versus climate. Climate is the long-term change. So if we're seeing a long-term change, which suggests warming, and I think parts of Australia, it's been extremely hot. Mm. So just as... By the same virtue, you can't say that all of that is tied necessarily to climate change. Climate change is that long-term increase in temperatures. So I think it's a little bit of a misunderstanding there of the concept and what's behind that.
So, John, finally, how long do they think this chill is going to last? Is there any relief in sight?
Well, it's kind of interesting you ask that. We're going to go to temperatures above 0 Celsius in the coming couple of days. So we're going to go straight from very cold to quite warm, which is going to feel very unpleasantly warm, actually, if you're used to the cold. And we'll probably see some melting associated with that, and perhaps we'll see some repeat excursions of the polar vortex moving through the rest of the winter and spring. I think that we might see cold temperatures return maybe end of next week.
Wacky weather. John Allen, thank you very much for joining us. Keep rugged up, and thank you.
Thank you.
John Allen, a meteorologist and climate scientist at Central Michigan University. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:20.